Welcome to your five for the day. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Since I met this blessed Saviour, and since he cleansed and made me whole, I never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. To me, those words are very emotional and very moving. Then I came across this poem called Shoes in Church, and just like the Elvis song, it touched me too. I hope today it has the same effect on you. So here it is, Shoes in Church. I showered and shaved, I adjusted my tie. I got there and sat in a pew just in time, bowing my head in prayer as I closed my eyes. I saw the shoe of the man next to me touching my own. I sighed, with plenty of room on either side, I thought, why must our souls touch? It bothered me, his shoe touching mine, but it didn't bother him much. A prayer began. Our Father, I thought this man with the shoes has no pride. They're dusty, worn and scratched. Even worse, there are holes on the side. Thank you for blessings, the prayer went on. The shoe man said a quiet amen. I tried to focus on the prayer, but my thoughts were on his shoes again. Aren't we supposed to look our best when walking through that door? Well, this certainly isn't it, I thought, glancing toward the floor. Then the prayer was ended and the songs of praise began. The shoeman was certainly loud, sounding proud as he sang. His voice lifted the rafters, his hands were raised high. The Lord could surely hear the shoeman's voice from the sky. It was time for the offering, and what I threw in was steep. I watched as the shoeman reached into his pocket so deep. I saw what was pulled out, what the shoeman put in. Then I heard a soft clink as when silver hits tin. The sermon really bored me to tears, and that's no lie. It was the same for the shoeman, for tears fell from his eyes. At the end of the service, as is the custom here, we must greet new visitors and show them all good cheer. But I felt moved somehow and wanted to meet the shoeman. So after the closing prayer, I reached over and shook his hand. He was old and his skin was dark and his hair was truly a mess. But I thanked him for coming, for being our guest. He said, "My name's Charlie. I'm glad to meet you, my friend." There were tears in his eyes, but he had a large, wide grin. "Let me explain," he said, wiping tears from his eyes. "I've been coming here for months, and you're the first to say hi. I know that my appearance is not like all the rest, but I really do try to always look my best. I always clean and polish my shoes before my very long walk, but by the time I get here, they're dirty and dusty like chalk." My heart filled with pain and I swallowed to hide my tears as he continued to apologize for daring to sit so near. He said, "When I get here, I know I must look a sight, but I thought if I could touch you, then maybe our souls might unite." I was silent for a moment, knowing whatever was said would pale in comparison. I spoke from my heart, not my head. "Oh, you've touched me," I said, "and taught me in part that the best of any man is what is found in his heart. The rest, I thought, this shoeman will never know. Like just how thankful I really am that his dirty old shoe touched my soul."